kind of pretty steady. It was just kind of depend.
No, it goes up every 65 seconds. Someone's diagnosed with Alzheimer's or related dementia disease. And in the next 10, 20 years, we're going to go from a fiscal budget of $2.9 billion to over $1.1 trillion if we're not able to find a treatment or a cure. And that's trickling out. We're finding that there are younger onset diagnosis. We have over 200,000 here in America right now that are age 40 to 55. And so what we have heard from the scientists that we saw just last week from the NIH, that with the progression, they're finding that 20 years before we actually show signs, we can pin down that early diagnosis. Mm-hmm. We're seeing that it's already out there. And so if we can head it off, just like we did with cancer and AIDS and every other disease, then hopefully we can find some treatment and cure.
And I mean, it's kind of hard because, you know, Alzheimer's is something that just comes out. I mean, there's nothing, like you said, there's nothing really right now that people can do to kind of stop it.
No, right now it's the only disease that we have that has no treatment and no cure. And for many, it is a very slow, long process. That's what not only makes it devastating with the end results is death, but it's also very costly to our society, as well to the family, as well to that person themselves. And so therefore, it's where we need to get out there. We need to communicate about this. Otherwise, it's going to bankrupt us.
And once again, your event is on Thursday evening, and I'm sure a lot of people can come out and kind of talk about what's going on at the event and what people will be able to learn.
Absolutely, yes. We please invite anyone who is curious about it, has some connection to it.